Tonight, Life 100.3 will host a special VIP pre-screening of the movie, I Still Believe.
I want you to know that whatever this is, and wherever it takes us, that I'm with you. Every step, every moment, I'm with you. I'm in. I'm so in.
It's the story of Christian artist Jeremy Kahn. It opens officially on Friday. Let's check in with the producer of I Still Believe, Kevin Downs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kevin, tell us a little bit about this new movie, as much as you can, while staying spoiler-free.
I Still Believe is the story of Jeremy Camp. He's a Christian singer. You know, our last film was called I Can Only Imagine, which audiences enjoyed a couple of years ago, and it was a music biopic. And, we kind of just chose to stay in the same arena. This time, we're focusing on Jeremy Camp and his story when he was a late teen, and it's a young love story. It's a story of his sacrificial love and how he fell in love with this young woman, and they went through a number of trials, and what do you do when you're faced with trials that are so great and seem so insurmountable, and what is your response to that? And it's entertaining, but it's also, there's some great moments in there that will lead people to maybe reflect on their own life and inspire them to be a better person in the relationships they have in their own life, whether it be family or friends or relatives or a loved one.
What drew you to the story of Jeremy and Melissa?
Yeah, my wife and I were at a concert of Jeremy Camp's about 8 years ago, and Jeremy will often share the story from the stage when he sings, and when that happened, we were kind of in tears, and we kind of nudged each other, and she whispered, like, this makes a great movie. And it took 8 years to happen, but I think the timing of it is perfect, and it couldn't be more perfect for kind of where our culture is today and bringing a story of hope and love and unity into our theaters, where people can kind of see a visual example of what that means, I think is really important.
Well, it's cool that your wife gave you a little nudge there. It obviously resonates with married couples. What do you think marrieds would take away from seeing I Still Believe?
I think what husbands and wives will take away is we're all flawed, and we all make mistakes. And at the end of the day, you know, it's up to us to be able to maybe come and wrap our arms around one another and just let them know that, hey, time is short, but I truly do love you. And I'm so sorry for whatever I did to maybe cause an offense. And just to be selfless and to be humble and to just be patient and be understanding, because time is short and we don't have that long here on this earth. And I think it's a gift that God has put loved ones in our lives. Even if we're not married, we still have relationships somewhere, whether it's in workplace or with kids or with parents or whatever. So I think it's a timely message, because so much is caused to be divisive in today's society. And I think we need to look past that and just look at ways that we can love one another and be unified.
Yeah, I wonder how our relationships would be if we had a little timer on our forehead saying, you know what, this is all the time you're going to get, and let's make that count. What do you think?
Oh my goodness. I think we would, everything would change, because I think so often we get sucked into the environment and the atmosphere, and we think that we're just going to live here forever, and that's really not the case. I mean, every day is truly a precious gift. Mm.
Well, as a producer, do you have a favorite scene in the film that you can share?
Yeah, I mean, favorite scene for me, we shot the film in Mobile, Alabama, which is in the deep south in the summer. And part of the movie takes place in Indiana in the winter, which is cold and snowy, and so we had to recreate some scenes with snow. And even though it was like 92 degrees outside with a lot of humidity and whatnot, and so to be able to recreate that snow when your mind is telling you it's 20 degrees and you're feeling it, it's really not. It's really hot. That was a lot of fun to do. I'd never done that before.
Kevin, tell us a little bit about KJ Apa, the fellow that plays Jeremy Camp in the movie.
He's from New Zealand. Yeah, he's from a small island off the coast of New Zealand, and just really a down-home, good kid. I really enjoyed working with him and getting to know him. He was just really humble and honest and sincere and really talented. He plays the guitar and does his own music in this movie. And so if you're a young fan and you know who he is, come on out and see him sing and fall in love with this wonderful actress. Britt Robertson, they both just have incredible chemistry, and we were really fortunate to have them.
I Still Believe opens in theaters everywhere this Friday. Life 100.3 is having a special sneak peek for some VIPs tonight. We'll see you there. Kevin Downs is the producer of I Still Believe, and he's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks so much.